second, but just went out 0-1. But at San Juan Capistrano, California, each team with 5 hits. As Broussard, the 0-1. As a curveball comes inside for a strike, 0-2. So staying on the mound is Kyle Stoddard, who's done well. 2 straight strikeouts for him when he came on. Was bases juiced, and he needed 2 strikeouts, and he certainly got that. And strikeout number 3. So 1 out. Broussard goes down. And now bringing up Jack Basir is due up. How about Kyle Stoddard has come in and made an impact so far? So Pepperdine product, Jack Basir, who had a double today. A breaking ball comes in. Once again, a strike. Stoddard finding the zone with ease. Comes in at 71 miles per hour. 1 out. The 0-1. Stoddard will come set and fire. Swinging a line drive on the right field side in foul territory. 0-2. So Basir playing third base today. He's been at first and he's been at third. Usually Kyle Carlson and Basir would switch off, but the 0-2. Swing and a miss outside. Strike number 3 once again. 4 straight strikeouts for Kyle Stoddard. He's looked so impressive as Jack Gurevich, who had a 2-run shot and a double. This is a guy that the Rockers have not found an answer for. Each team with 5 hits. Rafters still lead 3-0. As upstairs out of the zone, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Ball comes in high at 80 miles per hour. As Gurevich, out of San Diego and Pacific Palisades, California native. As the strike comes across the plate, 1-1. Lights are starting to turn on here. Sun is starting to set in a beautiful evening here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1 swing and a popped up ball into the left field side in foul territory. It comes on a one hop bounce towards the pitchers gathering out there in left field. A ball and 2 strikes, 2 outs. Gurevich, the left-hander, will step out of the batter's box. They now come set. 1-2, Gurevich. Bat resting on his left shoulder. The 1-2. Upstairs, outside, 2-2. Another California native as Gurevich digs in. The 2-2 from Stoddard. Fouled on the right side. The 2 down here. And Gurevich continue his red-hot start to his summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. Gurevich resets. The 2-2 from Stoddard. Swinging a fly ball into left field. Coming under it and making the catch is Kyle West for the 3rd out. So the Rafters still lead 3-0 as the Green Bay Rockers go 3 up and 3 down as we head to the top of the 6th here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the six, Rafters 3, Rockers 0. Kyle West is due up. So West, Hernandez, and Jones are up here for the Rockers, and Kyle West will lead things off. So grounded out and flew out as well, so a guy that has not been able to record a hit, and it's surprising, batting a 380 with 19 hits. First pitch on the way from Negrete, swinging a shallow ground ball over to Conniff. The scoop up of the glove and the throw to first is right on time for an out. So one down for the Rafters. And now up, Carlos Hernandez is up. Grounded out. Also had a base hit as well. And a power hitter himself. Adding a 357. Negrete will set, deliver, and fire inside as Hernandez had to back away. Out of Buford, Georgia. A lot of Georgia natives we've seen both on the Wausau team and here in Green Bay. As the 1-0. Outside, up and away, two balls and no strikes here with one out. Ball comes in at 89 miles per hour. Hernandez, the catcher. The 2-0. Backing away once again is Hernandez. So three balls and no strikes. Ankle-high fastball at 89 miles per hour. He's had 10 hits this year. Hernandez, the windup, the 3-0. Right across the plate for a strike, 3-1. 6 RBIs and 9 runs to go with that. So Hernandez, we know he's a power hitter. We know he can slug the ball at any given moment. The 3-1, foul tipped on the backside, and Negrete doing well to fight back in this count, 3-2 now. So Negrete will come set, kicks, winds, and fires. Swing and a miss upstairs. Strike three. Hernandez frustrated about that. Three straight strikes for Mekhi Negrete. And two down for the Rafters here in the top of the fifth. This brings up Jason Jones, and now Jason Jones has been a problem both on the defensive side of the ball, making acrobatic and extended plays, but on the offensive side as well. He's gotten a base hit, and he's been walked. So the Arkansas product in his first appearance today, curveball comes in right in the zone, 0-1. Yeah, he's had a great start. And a lot of guys we've seen getting their first appearance for the Rafters. The 0-1, swing and a miss outside. 0-2 now. Negrete up in the count. Yeah, yesterday, Gallison literally met the team at the ballpark, suited up, and had an excellent night. And now Gurevich, in his first appearance today, has a two-run shot and a double to go with that. The 0-2. up and away for a ball, 1-2. Yeah, so, and now Jason Jones on the other side of the field for the Rockers has had a great day as well. So, the 1-2, the kick, the windup, the delivery, outside edge for a ball, 2-2. The two outs, Negrete winds and fires the 2-2, backing away is Jason Jones. So three balls and two strikes. So Negrete was up in this count, 2-0, and Jason Jones able to read balls well. Sees three straight balls across the plate. So full count here with two outs. Top six. Negrete winds up and fires. Foul tipped on the right side. So count stays at 3-2. Jason Jones playing his collegiate ball in probably the best conference in college baseball in the SEC. Full count here for Negrete. He will come set. He will kick, and he will serve. Curveball, strike three, right across the plate. The check swing from Jones wasn't true, so that goes three outs as the Rafters hold the Rockers to no runs once again as we head to the home after the inning here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 56. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the six, we go. Matt Olive is due up for the Rafters. So Olive, a guy that's grounded out twice on his two at-bats. So he's 0 for 2 today. So looking to get his first hit. Each team with five hits. Rafters lead, though, 3-0. Jack Garuvich, a two-run shot in the left center field. And then an RBI single from Ty Johnson that sent Garuvich home, where he got a double on his second at-bat. So, Olive up, stepping out of the box. Now we'll come set. So, a little bit of confusion right now as umpires back towards waiting on the pitch clock. So now, Olive will step in, the right-hander, on Kyle Stoddard, who's done well. Stoddard has had four straight strikeouts he did before Garuvich flew out. So first pitch on the way upstairs, four strike, 0-1. Bottom six here. No balls a strike. As the 0-1 from Stoddard, swinging a shallow ground ball over to the catcher, Hernandez, who throws it over to first, and Anzai, does he get him? And does. So Hernandez had to act quick. He threw it over to Anzai, and the catcher making the play on the ball. So one down for the Rockers. This brings up Ty Johnson, who had a one-run RBI as he smashed a ball into center field. Ty Johnson will be heading to Baylor next year. Adam McLennan Community College, the alum, which is also in Waco, Texas, so fortune for him, he will not have to travel very far as he sees a ball down in the dirt, 2-0. Out of Flower Mound, Texas, in the Dallas area, another Texas product for Kirk Schreider, his coaching staff, as the 2-0 outside edge for a strike, 2-1, comes in at 87 miles per hour. Lights turning on here at Witter Field. One out. The 2-1. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to first and scooping it up in the glove is Anzai, who tags the bag with ease for the second out. So now this brings up Alex Duffy, who's walked twice on both of his at-bats. He's done a good job of getting on base. And that's what you need to score runs, to get on base, and Duffy has made sure of that. A guy before today who's had 3 hits on 12 at-bats, batting a 250 with 2 runs, and has a ball down in the dirt, 1-0. Comes in at 88 miles per hour, plays for Elon in North Carolina, the 1-0 right across the plate for a strike, 1-1. So a ball and a strike with 2 down here in the bottom of the 6. The 1-1. Check swing, did he go? And did not. So 2 balls and a strike. Comes in at 71 miles per hour, that last pitch. 2 outs. Stoddard likes the pitch. Resets and winds and fires outside for a strike, 2-2. Two outs, comes in at 80 miles per hour. 2-2 count. Umpire had to back away and just make sure they're on the same page. So Stoddard will set and deliver the 2-2 down low. An ankle-high ball comes in at 73 miles per hour. So a full count here with 2 outs. Stoddard shakes it off. And now likes the pitch, the payoff. Swinging a bouncer over to Stoddard. Gets in his glove, the throw over to first to Anzai is right on time for the third out. So we head to the top of the 7th inning. The Raptors 3, Rockers 0. We'll take a quick step aside. We'll be back in a moment.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the 7th we go. Raptors 3, Rockers 0. And a pitching change is true for Kirk Schreider and this bullpen. So Johnny Ancervitz will take the mound, and a guy that's had four games already played, four innings pitched, two hits, allowing a run, but he's had seven strikeouts. So the man out of Ashtabula, Ohio, and the rising redshirt junior from Notre Dame College is up. So Antrovitz wearing number 25 for the Rafters, and he will face Luke Moeller. So Moeller, who struck out swinging on both of his at-bats, as Antrovitz will come set. Kicks and serves. Curve ball down low. Antrovitz had 11 appearances for Notre Dame this year, Notre Dame College. 48 and third innings pitched, 46 strikeouts, allowing 61 hits as a swing and a drive into center field. Running out and making the catch is Ty Johnson for the first out. But yeah, he had a 7.63 ERA and a 1-5 record, so not his best stats at Notre Dame College, but a guy that's making an impact here so far. So expect to see a different pitcher next inning and the one after, as head coach Kirk Schreider likes to go three innings for both of his starting pitchers and then goes to three pitchers in the last three innings. So one down here, and A.J. Anzai is up, the first baseman, outside for ball 1-0. Anzai popped out and was walked as well, as the man out of Chapman University in Orange, California, swinging a shallow ground ball over to the second baseman in Conniff. The flip over to first is right on the money for the second out. So two down, as Max Mims, the center fielder, is due up. Mims out of Southwestern University in Friendswood, Texas, was able to get on base with a bunt on his last at-bat. First pitch from Antrovitz inside for a ball, 1-0. Top seven here. Rafters were able to get a two-run shot in the bottom of the second from Guruovich, and then a one-run RBI from Ty Johnson in the bottom of the fourth to send Guruovich home as well. A 1-0 down on the dirt. That goes behind Duffy. Two balls and no strikes. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour. Each team with five hits. But the Rafters, the all-important stat, of up three runs. So Duffy visits the mound with Antrovitz, having a word with him. So two balls and no strikes. Two down here for the Rafters, top seven. Mims has had eight runs and RBI. Slotted in at center field today. The 2-0 from Antrovitz. Swing and a miss, backside, 2-1. Foul tipped on the backside of the bat. So, two balls and a strike. Decent crowd on hand. At Witter Field, and fans enjoying some Rafters baseball on this Friday evening. Rats are on the verge of five wins in a row as the 2-1. Down low in the dirt. Once again, that bounces off the left foot of Duffy for the third ball. So three balls and one strike with two outs. Rafters were 2-5, and since then, four straight wins. They won the second game against Madison, swept Wausau. As a 3-1 from Antrovitz, swinging a ground ball through second and third into left field. As Mims will take first. Back-to-back hits for Max Mims. So Cooper Kelly got a base hit and flew out on his last at-bats. Batting in the nine hole, Kansas Jayhawk. The Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 6-5. Antrovitz will come set. Outside edge for a ball, 1-0. Rafters not looking to allow the Rockers to get a rally as Antrovitz picks it off over Gurevich at first, and getting back in time was Mims. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0. Curveball right down the plate. 1-1. Ball comes in at 76 miles per hour. Two outs. Antrovitz kicks, serves, and winds. The 1-1. Swing and a ground ball that goes on the third baseline behind the third baseman of Bissier. Rounding second, heading for third is Mims, and he will stay put. So Kelly at first, Mims at third, and now a chance for the Rockers to send one home. Kelly, 2-for-3 today. We return to the top of the order as Brady Miguel, who had a double on his last at-bat. Johnny Antrovitz just going to have to remain calm here. You have two outs. Just get this batter out. Antrovitz glances at first, comes set, and fires. Fouled on the left side. 0-1. Two outs, no balls, a strike. Johnny Antrovitz, who's been able to acquire 7 strikeouts before today on 4 innings pitched, only allowing 1 run. As the check swing from Miguel, and he did come across, so in 2 now. So Antrovitz ahead in the count. Those timely strikeouts from the Rafters when they've had runners on second and third and just getting guys out. That's what kept them alive and have held the Rockers to no runs so far. Top 7. A big leadoff from Mims at third, the 0-2, as a steal attempt. And sliding safe is Kelly at second, so Duffy didn't even throw it. Kelly at second, Mims at third, and that was a ball 1-2. Need a strikeout here, or a ground out, or just getting Miguel out. Cal State Monterey Bay product down in the count, 1-2. Antrovitz comes set. Kicks and serves the 1-2. Fouled on the left side. In foul territory. 1-2. Rockers have 7 hits. Rafters have 5. They still lead 3-0. And the Rockers knocking on the door here. Green Bay on the verge of getting 1, possibly 2 runs. You're the Rafters. You can't allow this. 2 outs. Santrovitz kicks. Winds up. And fires the 1-2 down in the dirt and goes into the chest of Duffy. As now it's 2 balls and 2 strikes at 90 miles per hour. That ball came in. Antrovitz will shake it off. Now likes it. Regathers. Winds up. And delivers the 2-2 inside once again. Now a full count here. 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. So Antrovitz was ahead in the count, 2-0. But Brady Miguel has done well to fight back in this count. 3 straight balls, a full count here with 2 outs. Kelly at second, Mims at third. The full count from Antrovitz down in the dirt. That goes behind Duffy getting home. And the Rockers, Mims gets home from third. Advancing to third is Kelly. And now taking first is Brady Miguel. And the Rockers get on the board here in the top of the 7th. A wild pitch from Johnny Antrovitz. Now this brings up JoJo Jackson. Tying run at first. Leading run at the plate. Rafters still lead 3-1. Just going to have to remain calm. Antrovitz digs in and fires outside for a strike, though, painting the outside edge 0-1. Georgia State products struck out twice and flew out as well. He's 0-3 today, looking for his first hit. Anserwitz fires the 0-1, swing and a miss down low, and taking second is Brady Miguel. So now two runners in scoring position. Miguel at second. Duffy didn't even throw over to second, because by the time he had it in his hands, Miguel was already there. So Miguel at second, Kelly at third. JoJo Jackson down on the count, 0-2. Tying run at second. Anserwitz comes set, delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss inside. Strike three. Johnny Anserwitz gives up a run, but gets a timely strikeout as the Rafters still lead 3-1 as we head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the seventh.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh, Brandon Rogers is due up. So bottom of the order, Rogers, who walked, got a base hit on his first two at-bats. He's 1-for-1 today, so he's ahead in the count, 1-0, swinging a miss outside for Stoddard. Evens up the count at 1-1. Rafters gave up a run off of a wild pitch from Johnny Anserwitz that sent Mims home, but he got a timely strikeout because there was two runners on as the 1-1, swinging a ground ball on the third baseline. That ball stays fair. Rounding first is Rogers, getting the second, the throw from West. And Rogers retreats back to first, as he looked like he was going to take second and was about halfway between first and second. So a leadoff single here in the bottom of the seventh. Anthony Gallison is due up. So Rogers, a good day for him. He's 2-for-3. So Gallison, on the other hand, 0-for-3, who grounded out twice and struck out looking. Rafters have been out hit 7-6, so Rogers a big leadoff at first. Stoddard will come set on Gallison, fires down the plate for a strike, 0-1. Fastball came to 86 miles per hour. Rogers, the big leadoff at first, and a guy that has 5 stolen bases already for the Raptors this season. He had 17 as the pickoff attempt from Stoddard to Anzai, and sliding safe was Rogers. So Gallison down in the count, 0-1. Stoddard throws it over again at first. Try to pick off Rogers, but he gets back towards the bag in time. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 outside. 0-1. Coastal Carolina products batting a 250. With 3 RBIs he had yesterday and 2 hits. Stoddard sets, delivers the 1-1, swing and a miss as the throw from Hernandez at second. And did he get Rogers? He did. Wow. So Brandon Rogers, that's the first time I've really seen him get out on a stolen base. He was really close, but what a tag from the shortstop, Cooper Kelly. So 1-2, 1 out here. Stoddard sets in the 1-2, swinging a shallow ball on the right side, but that goes getting out on a ground out was Gallison. So that ball barely touched the bat of Gallison. It stayed fair. Hernandez came out and threw it over to first. So 2 down here for the Rockers, bottom 7. And now this brings up Chris Conniff, and who has not gotten a hit today, which is a rare sight to behold. A guy that's before today batting a 563 in the Wagner College products. All Northeast Conference for Wagner as he's down on the count 0-1. Two outs, no balls, and a strike. The 0-1, curveball up and away, 1-1. He's also, Chris Conniff is also a heck of an infielder as well. He had 99 putouts and 128 assists for Wagner this season. As the 1-1, up and outside, 2 balls and a strike. He just was an absolute beast for Wagner. 52 games started, 203 at-bats, 75 hits, 51 runs, and 39 RBIs. He batted a 369. But the 2-1 from Stoddard, inside edge, down low on the right edge for a ball, 3-1. Before he got to Wagner, though, he went to St. John's up in New York for 2 years. We had 63 games played on batting a 251. The 3-1 from Stoddard, foul tipped on the left side, 3-2. So a full count here with 2 outs. And Chris Conniff, a guy that's had 9 hits on 16 at-bats before today. Yesterday came up big. A full count from Stoddard, fouled on the left side once again. Raptors still lead 3-1, but the Rockers got on the board in the top half of this inning. So Stoddard will regather, kick, wind up, and fire. Conniff pops one up in foul territory near the concession stand on the left side. That ball bounces. Or does it hit it? Just gets before. So fortunate there that nobody was hit near the concession stand. That's a place where you grab your food, not where you get hit by a ball. As the full count, Conniff pops it up on the left side once again. In foul territory. So 2 outs. Once again, Conniff doing well to fight back in this count and stay alive. As Kyle Stoddard will come set. He sets, he serves. Upstairs for a ball. So ball number 4, Chris Conniff will take first and doing well to get back in that count. Stay disciplined at the plate. Now this brings up Garrett Broussard, who lined out, flew out, and struck out swinging today. Rockers with 7 hits, Rafters with 6. Kyle Stoddard will serve breaking ball up and away out of the zone. 1-0. Came in at 70 miles per hour. So perhaps can the Rafters get a rally going? Ball and no strikes. The 1-0. Up in the attic. That was way up. 2 balls and no strikes. 2 outs. So Garrett Broussard here up in the count. So now having a word, Hernandez heads towards the mound. And looks like nobody's warming up in the bullpen for the Rockers. So perhaps this looked like just, hey, you're just going to have to talk to him and tell him to slow down. Because Kyle Stoddard, a guy that's had 4 strikeouts today. He had 4 straight strikeouts and 4 total. So you tell him just, hey, you have to calm down a bit because for the Rafters, you have Conniff on first. Garrett Broussard's ahead in the count 2-0. You're already down 3-1, so you can't afford to give up any more runs. So it's like that's what the pitching coach is doing, just patting him on the back, saying it's all right, and got to regather yourself and get calm because Missouri Southern State product has a lot of talent, a lot of different pitches. 2 balls and no strikes. Conniff, the leadoff at first. 2-0. Swinging a ball fouled on the right side behind the stadium. It goes into the parking lot, so 2-1-1 here with 2 outs. So Garrett Broussard, a trustworthy shortstop. The 2-1 from Stoddard, fouled on the right side. 2-2. So now it's 2 outs. The count is at 2 apiece. Chris Conniff, the second baseman in the Wagner product, stands off at first. Kyle Stoddard will come set. The sun has basically fully set. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, lights have turned on as the pickoff attempt from Stoddard over to Anzai is not on time. Conniff slides safe. So, count remains at 2 apiece. Bottom 7 here. As once again, Stoddard looks over at first and pushing Conniff back towards the bag. The 2-2. Fouled on the left side. Goes into the dugout. Bounces in the dugout of the Rapids. Of the Rafters. So, Broussard will step out of the batter's box. Now step back in, the right-hander. Stoddard shakes it off twice. Now comes Sat. Conniff, the big leadoff at first. A 2-2 serve. Swinging a line drive that goes over the third baseman in Jones. And a base hit for Garrett Broussard. And now the Rafters have 2 on. Perhaps they can get a rally going with 2 down. So now this brings up Jack Passier and a guy that you want to have in this position. Pepperdine products out of Pleasanton, California. Already had a double today. Was able to get home off of a 2-run shot from Jack Garuvich. So perhaps can the Rafters pounce on a tired Kyle Stoddard. Stoddard comes set and delivers. Swinging a line drive into right field that goes into the glove of JoJo Jackson for the third out. Rafters not able to get a run, but they still lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the 8th inning here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the eighth inning as, well, a pitching change is in store for the Rafters. And it's coming on for them. It looks like Sydney Ferry will be on. So Sydney Ferry out of the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. And Ferry, a guy that hasn't had much action this year. 3 games played, 2 1/3 innings pitched, allowing 2 hits, but he's had 2 strikeouts. So he will face Kyle West here in the top of the eighth. So Ancervitz got his turn in the seventh, and now Sydney Ferry, the Paw Paw, Michigan native, will get in as he throws a strike right across the plate, 0-1. Ball comes in at 89 miles per hour. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball to second base, and Broussard picks it up, the shortstop, flips it over to first, right to Gurevich. What a play for one out. Garrett Broussard putting on the afterburners to get that ball. And what a play as he throws it across his body to Gurevich. So one down here for the Rafters, top of the eighth. And now up, Carlos Hernandez, the catcher. So West grounds out. Hernandez comes in as he is 1-for-3 today as he drives a ball back towards the center fielder in Ty Johnson, who reaches out and makes the catch. So 2 down for the Rafters. So now this brings up Jason Jones. Rafters have had troubles when they've had 2 outs, though. Hitting that third out has been a struggle at times because they've had 2 outs and a rally starts for the Rockers, and it's kind of what happened last inning as Ferry sets in, throws a ball outside, 1-0. So West grounds out, Hernandez flies out, and Jason Jones, who's 1-for-2 today, the 1-0, swing and a miss. Came, swung so fast that he lost his brace on his left arm, came off. So count is at 1 apiece, top of the eighth. The 1-1, curveball up and away, 2 balls and a strike. Each team with 7 hits. Rafters lead, though, 3-1. And Sydney Ferry, out of Wisconsin Stevens Point, throws in a strike, foul tipped on the left side, 2-2. Jason Jones shaking that one off because it looks like it got him on the inside arm. As brace comes off once again. Sydney Ferry was homeschooled in high school as he was an unbelievable pitcher, though. He's for the Division III powerhouse in Wisconsin Stevens Point as Jason Jones swings and a flies ball to center field, and Johnson comes under it and makes the catch. So the Rafters retire this side. They go 3-up and 3-down as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands. Shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning as the Rafters still lead 3-1. They had a quick top of the eighth inning as they went three up and three down, three straight outs. So they're looking to try to extend this lead because they're up 3-1, but especially here with only a two-run lead in the Northwoods League in collegiate baseball, it's not safe. So they're looking to try to add to this lead as Jack Gurevich, somebody that can do that, had a two-run shot in the bottom of the second to deep left center field and then was able to get home off of an RBI single from Ty Johnson. Swing and ball fouled on the right side, 0-1. So Stoddard stays in as there was nobody warming up for in the Rockers' bullpen. So Chris Kreplin, that's what he must believe as no balls a strike. The 0-1, fouled on the left side. That goes out and bounces down in from the grandstand. It's like that hits a fan, but hopefully the fan's okay because that ball came in hard, the 0-2 here. As Gurevich sets the bat on the shoulder, the left-hander sees the 0-2 from Stoddard up and away for a ball, 1-2. How about Jack Gurevich? Has been unbelievable today. 2-for-3, a home run, and he had a double on his second at bat. As the 1-2 from Stoddard down outside for a ball, 2-2. So it looks like somebody's warming up for the Rafters as the 2-2 from Stoddard swinging a fly ball into center field. Dropping under it is the shortstop, Cooper Kelly, who makes the catch. So one down. Now bringing up Matt Olive. Olive, who grounded out in all three of his at-bats. He's 0-for-3 today, looking for his first hit. Decent contact there from Gurevich. Just wasn't able to see that ball drop in some green space. Each team with seven hits. Rafters lead, though, 3-1. Pitch from Stoddard as Olive backs away for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And Matt Olive DHing today. Out of Valparaiso, the 1-0, sees it outside from Stoddard, 1-1. Excuse me, 2-0. No teams with errors, though. They've done well on the defensive side of the ball, the 2-0, and that hits the left shoulder of Olive, so he's going to take first base comfortably. And Stoddard, smiling after that, just knows that was just a rough pitch, so brings up Ty Johnson. And Johnson, a guy who had a RBI single, which sent one run home, but he's grounded out in his two other at-bats. But Johnson, the left-hander, heading to Baylor next year. He's definitely excited to play in the Big 12 in a Power 5 conference, and can't blame him. A guy that has paid his dues at McLennan Community College. Had great numbers there. Stoddard will come set. He kicks and winds and serves. Swinging a fly ball into center field. Is that ball dropping? Coming under it. Not making the catch was Mims. So getting the second was Gurevich. Johnson will move to first. And two hits here for the Raptors. One down with two on as Alex Duffy, the catcher. So how about Ty Johnson flies a ball that drops into shallow center field. And Alex Duffy, the catcher, the left-hander. Kirk Schrader has two catchers. He has Levi Jensen and this man right here, Alex Duffy. So Duffy back in the lineup after last night. As leading off at second is Gurevich. Standing at first is Johnson. Stoddard serves in. And the check swing from Duffy did not come across. One ball and no strikes. And with one out. Sun is fully set. Lights have fully turned on. Here at Witterfield. The 1-0, up and away as a throw from Hernandez at second and getting to Brady Miguel. Tagging out Ty Johnson. Hernandez threw that on his knees. What a throw. Excuse me, Gurevich gets out at second. Johnson at first, but what a throw from Carlos Hernandez. He whipped that over the second baseman and Brady Miguel. Two down, bottom eight. That changes this inning for sure because the Raptors had two people on with one out, and now it's two outs with one on as throws across the plate for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Ty Johnson leads off at first. The 2-1. Down low, Hernandez throws it, whips it back to first as Johnson gets back there in time, but once again, Hernandez putting his arm strength on display. 2-2 now. That was a strike, so Stoddard count evens up at two apiece. Swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman, who's not able to field it in Jason Jones. So getting to second is Johnson. At first is Duffy. And now this brings up in the bottom of the order Brandon Rogers, who's 2-for-3 today, and a guy that has had a great day. So Chris Kreplin stepping out of the dugout, the infield gathering in on the mound. And Stoddard's day done. It looks like to be, it is. So Stoddard's day has ended. And now this brings in the new pitcher. Have a word on him in the moment, but how about that? It's been impressive there because it was one out. Gurevich gets thrown out at second, so it's like, all right, now it's two outs. And Duffy sees the count at two apiece and delivers a hard ground ball over to Jason Jones at third, unable to field it, which is seemingly like uncharacteristic for him. So stepping in is I have a pitcher on. I just have a word on him in the moment. He's got a sidearm. As this looks to be Jacob Faulkner. Jacob Faulkner, who out of Princeton University in the rising redshirt freshman, rising redshirt sophomore, out of Venice, Florida. He's got a sidearm, which is a odd throw. So now it looks to be Duffy will be replaced on a pinch runner from Logan Hugo at first. So Hugo is going to take first. Ty Johnson at second. And Faulkner, who's got a sidearm. And a guy that has got an odd throwing motion to him, but he does well with it. Faulkner played against the Rafters in a 5-4 victory when they won back on the 31st. So he's had three games played. He had seven innings pitched, six strikeouts, allowing eight hits and three runs.